Dead Tomorrow by Peter James. Read by William Gaminara. Susan hated the motorbike. She used to tell Nat that bikes were lethal, that riding a motorcycle was the most dangerous thing in the world. Nat liked to wind her up by telling her that actually, statistically, your kitchen was the place where you were most likely to die. He saw it for himself every day of his working life as a senior hospital registrar. People regularly electrocuted themselves, sticking forks into toasters, or choked, or got food poisoning. Bikes weren't dangerous, not even ones like his monster red Honda Farblade, he liked to tell her. It was other road users who were the problem. He just had to watch out for them, that was all. He had read somewhere that when a man marries a woman, he hopes she will stay the same forever. But when a woman marries a man, her agenda is to change him. Well, Susan Cooper was doing that okay, using the most devastating weapon in a woman's arsenal. She was 6 months pregnant. And sure, he was proud as hell, and ruefully aware that the Farblade was going to have to be replaced by some kind of estate car or people carrier. And how much fun was that going to be? He kissed Susan and patted the bump goodbye. "Ride carefully," she said. "What do you think I'm going to do, ride dangerously?" he thought, but did not say. Instead, he said, "I love you." "Love you too. Call me." Nat kissed her again, then tugged on his helmet and his leather gloves and stepped outside into the frosty morning. Dr. Ross Hunter was one of the few constants in Lynn Beckett's life. In fact, she'd be hard-pushed to name any other constants at all, apart from failure. That was definitely a constant.